Wednesday was the last day of classes for students at UMass Dartmouth, and senior Leanne Poirier was relaxing outside with her roommate when she heard the news that there had been more arrests in conjunction with the marathon bombings.
I feel like a lot of students are pretty tired of all the commotion lately. I know some people who know them. My roommate was just saying, oh, like, I was in my class, and I was like, well, do you have anything to share? And she said, nope, he sat behind me, he didn't say a word.
Poirier's friend may have been referring to one of three 19-year-old men who were or had been students at UMass Dartmouth. That's also where bombing suspect Yohar Tsarnaev attended. Poirier says it's strange and somewhat frustrating for her school to be associated with alleged terrorist activity.
People are kind of joking now, like, oh my gosh, like, UMass is breeding terrorists, but I don't think that's the case at all. I just think that it's a low-cost school, it's a state school, and, you know, some people ended up being here at the wrong time for all of us, I guess.
Two students originally from Kazakhstan but who were living in New Bedford are in custody. They've been accused of removing a laptop and backpack from the bombing suspect's dorm room after the explosions, but before the FBI searched it. And a third college friend from Cambridge is charged with making false statements to federal investigators. The UMass Dartmouth administration confirmed the men's enrollment, but did not comment on the case. They've kept campus schedules in place and are referring all questions to the FBI. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.